Let's listen to Nikola Tesla. Quote, "The discovery of the conducting properties of the air, though unexpected, was only a natural result of experiments in a special field which I had carried on for some years before. It was, I believe, during 1889 that certain possibilities offered by extremely rapid electrical oscillations, wave frequencies, I'm adding, determined me to design a number of special machines adapted for their investigation. Owing to the peculiar requirements, the construction of these machines was very difficult and consumed much time and effort. But my work on them was generously rewarded, for I reached by their means several novel and important results. One of the earliest observations I made with these new machines was that electrical oscillations of an extremely high rate act in an extraordinary manner upon the human organism. Thus, for instance, I demonstrated that powerful electrical discharges of several hundred thousand volts, which at that time were considered absolutely deadly, could be passed through the body without inconvenience or hurtful consequences. These oscillations produced other specific physiological effects, which, upon my announcement, were eagerly taken up by skilled physicians and further investigated. And he conducted these experiments in 1889. Rest assured, the power guys have had quite some time to play around with these wave frequencies and find out their physiological effects, different wave frequencies, in order, as Margaret Cheney said, to create a family of EMF weapons. Different frequencies do different things to the body. Continuing. And we've been arguing, either mimic or create diseases that have not been attributed to them, but which should be, like stroke, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, pneumonia. One of the physiological effects on folks they target is enormous quantities of mucus, and that can cause, obviously, pneumonia and strokes. No question. But depending on the exact weapon, it can also, obviously, it damages the heart as well. Continuing, another observation was that by means of such oscillations, let me start over. Another observation was that by means of such oscillations, light could be produced in a novel and more economic manner, which is suggestive of that he was on this track of laser EMF as well. And we were just quoting from Discovery of Unexpected Properties of the Atmosphere, Strange Experiments, Transmission of Electrical Energy Through One Wire Without Return, Transmission Through the Earth Without Any Wire. These and subsequent excerpts that I'm quoting today are from papers that Nikola Tesla submitted to the Century Illustrated Monthly magazine in June 1900 and the Electrical World and Engineer of March 5th, 1904. And it's highly typical and defining of who this man is, that he, and of all folk who are motivated by love and the need to establish complete truth, honesty, and equality in our human relations, that he threw his arms open and said, "Here, come listen, let's share, let's discuss. That's the world we want. That's who we are. We deserve our world to reflect who we are." It's that simple.